I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. I have a pretty happy life, wonderful family, a great job, lots of friends, so not much really comes to my attention, which I abhor. However, there are a few things which bother me. Lima beans, Brussels sprouts, and cockroaches top the list. I've been known to cross the street rather than share the largest pavement with one of these vermin. While we're on the subject of roaches, the thing which really stuns and mystifies me, because I cannot understand how it occurs or how it is allowed to continue to recur, is spousal abuse. I find it difficult to understand how women can put up with such behavior even after a single transgression. After reading Roddy Doyle's novel, The Woman Who Walked Into Doors, I now have a smidgen of understanding of this terrible, terrible behavior. Roddy Doyle won the Man Booker Prize in 1993 for the hilarious Patty Clark Ha Ha Ha. Since then, I've collected most of his novels because of my fondness for Irish fiction. The Woman Who Walked Into Doors is anything but hilarious. It starts out all full of flowers, birds, rainbows, and leprechauns, alongside the poverty and hard times afflicting Ireland. We have the flirting young girls, the macho boys after them, and Paula is a typical teenager. She falls instantly for the handsome, charming, and kind Charlo Spencer. Suddenly, it takes a sinister turn when Charlo punches his wife and knocks her to the ground. She loses two of her front teeth. By the end of the novel, she is almost toothless, which symbolizes the powerlessness she must endure. She exhausts all her energy to protect her children. Gradually, Doyle reveals the true nature of Paula's relationship with her husband. When Charlo dies while trying to rob a bank, Paula is finally free. Gradually, she begins to fill in the blank years of her life. She begins to remember more and more of the 17-year-long ordeal he inflicted on her. Numerous times she thinks, "I love him. He loves me. He can't help it. He'll stop if I only behave." Charlo threw that first punch because he asked for a cup of tea, and she responded, "Make your own blanking cup of tea." Later, she imagines if she had simply made that cup of tea, he would never have hit her and the abuse would never have begun. In short, she continually blames herself for the abuse. I found it astounding that during every trip to the hospital, when Paula was alone with a nurse or a doctor, she silently begged them to ask her the truth about her injuries. No one ever said a word. I will not even begin to list the examples of the abuse Charlo inflicted on his wife. Frankly, it was a bit difficult to read. It literally turned my stomach. On the other hand, I could not stop reading. It mesmerized me that much. This is not a novel for the faint of heart, but I believe Doyle has captured the miasma, the hell entrapping an abused woman. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.